Also know that we've got Penn State involved, a massive multi-billion dollar entity that at the time we don't realize, although we would come to realize it, may not be fully committed to disclosing what the reality is. Of course, we come to realize that they're actively obstructing our investigation. And
they're obstructing justice.
Yeah, and they had been for many years.
Did you two ever look at each other and go, I can understand if they're covering up recruiting violations, but this is serial sexual abuse of children that they are institutionally resisting efforts to uncover?
Yeah. Many times. I mean, that happened over and over again. I mean, it's offensive. I mean, I just don't understand how you separate any of this from the context, which is children were being raped. I mean, this isn't hard. This isn't, you know, this isn't a difficult concept. This isn't a wishy-washy issue.
Fina and McGettigan felt there had to be more victims, but finding them and convincing them to testify appeared out of reach. Until, that is, an investigator discovered an old book Sandusky had written about himself, incredibly titled, Touched.
When I learned that the book was entitled Touched, when I started getting involved in the investigation, I said, I can't believe that he did that. I mean, he's telling people something, you know, and he did. He really did.
And we looked at the pictures in the book. Some of them had names that we could identify the kids. Some didn't. And then we would search and try to find somebody that could identify the picture of the kid in the book.
Touched is a roadmap to a certain degree for you guys in the beginning to try to find some of the victims.
It really was.
But now you have to convince them to come forward.